Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
How's everybody feeling? I feel like we're all kind of tired and weird.
No, I feel pretty good.
I just drank a whole can of coffee. I'm feeling pretty in.
I feel jittery from the bang. I'm so wired that like my brain is like shutting down because of it.
Oh no! Well, oh, grab no, a tequila. No. Have a shot. Take a shot. It helps me.
I'd literally be you.
I didn't take a shot today, but it's kind of calling my name. You know what I'm saying?
You want to do a shot?
Yeah.
Give two to the plants while you're at it. Oh my God, those poor things.
Guys, we saw the comments on the last video. Yes, our plants are dying. We know it. It's dying every video. You just see another brown
leaf. They're just getting like droopier and droopier. It's like coming down under my head.
My podcast 30, it's completely dead.
Guys, this podcast is going to run as long as our plants are alive.
Oh God, so which we'll is just... not long, apparently.
I think it'll match the fall theme, though. You already have dead plants.
Yeah,
oh my God, the leaves are all over the couch.
I'm really jittery right now, but I feel like I need to like write an essay or something. But I'm just jittery just having to listen to you guys. I can just be focused.
That is such a Matt thing. I feel like I need to write an essay right now.
I know. I miss college. I wish I could like still write essays, but write notes of this podcast.
You were like head of your speech team, right?
I was not head of the speech team. Whatever. I was on the speech team. I was president of my speech team in high school, but not college.
Same thing.
Were you guys president of anything?
No. Nothing.
We won senior superlatives. That's better.
What were you?
I got two peas in a pod. Sorry, Zane.
I saw that. That fucking hurt me when I saw that shit in the yearbook. Him and this and our friend Gabe got like best friend award. It was like or best duo.
Yeah, it was two peas in a pod.
Hurt.
Wow.
Hurt.
Yeah. I was most likely to host a talk show.
Okay. You are on your way.
Let's go. Let's go, hot shot. Let's go.
Were you nominated for anything, Mariah?
Yeah, I was most likely to brighten your day.
Aww,
that's Mariah. A good one. Well, we all know that's a goddamn lie.
That's a goddamn lie.
I got, I think most straightened hair. In high school,
he didn't get shit. No, he
not the straightest hair, but the most straightened.
No, more straightened with an iron straight. No, I didn't get anything. I don't even think the yearbook people knew who I was in school.
It always gets so dark every time he talks about school.
It was a really dark. It was a dark time. For me. Oh, fuck. Guys, right. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Yeah.
It's coffee time. What's up, baby?
We're your friends, Zane and Heath. And ooh, we're like here that. To brighten up your Monday morning.
Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for coming back to us. We really appreciate it. And I just want to let you guys know again, make sure to leave a review. It really helps us. And we appreciate seeing what you guys have to say about our podcast.
They go to Yelp.
They think they even they have no idea what we're talking about. But welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
And
this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Why does this feel like our first podcast ever right now? I thought this would get easier.
Fun fact, we are filming this very soon after our last podcast.
Yeah, what's today? What is today?
Today's Monday.
Wow. Oh, well, look at that. Happy Monday.
We're actually filming our Monday podcast on Monday.
That's good. I mean, that's how it should be.
And so why are you recording it earlier?
I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow.
Ooh.
So it's going
to spooky.
Everything is just spooky.
You walk into the oral surgery place and they just have like spooky decorations like right over the surgery bed and everything.
Like a spider on the ceiling. You're like,
you're going under and all you're having is just like visions of spiders.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be really drugged up. I'm going to be pretty fucked up for the next 4 or 5 days.
So nothing new. Nothing new.
Nothing. Shut up, Mariah.
I wish we were doing this while you were like fucked up.
Oh my God. Imagine the shit I would say.
That's what I'm talking. I really want to see it.
No, Mariah would have to cut out everything. Yeah, it'd be a 5-minute podcast.
It's the whole podcast is me talking and just your response is just cut out and it's just me with myself.
Oh, no, yeah, Zane's assistant would be just like removing his gauzes like every few minutes and stuff.
Jeff and Scott, they're in their podcast. Scott was fucked up after his wisdom teeth and they actually...
Oh, really?
Filmed with him fucked up.
That's good.
I think that you're going to come out of it two ways. You're either going to be like really loopy and goofy, or you're just going to be like, stop filming. Don't talk to me. I just want to go to bed.
I'm going
to
be completely honest. When I got mine out, I didn't feel weird. I was obviously like tired and loopy, but I expected, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're going to be drugged up. You're going to say crazy shit. Like, I was like, I'm just tired.
Is it because you'd already smoked weed and so you just had been high before?
I think it's because I had like done drugs before.
Like,
I don't know. I feel like most people freak out and are super talkative and weird it's a new feeling to them. I was just like, all right, I'm high. Let's go to bed.
So you think all the videos that people post are like very over-exaggerated?
I think it's one, it's over-exaggerated, and two, it's people who have never felt that before. Like, do you remember your first time being high? It was fucking
I think it was like 9.
Oh, dude.
Holy shit. No, it's a crazy feeling. It's something you've never had before.
Yeah. If my kid's not loopy, I'm going to be like, so you have smoked weed.
Oh,
you have
weird.
Gotten high before.
Is it like is it kind of like a truth serum when you're under like that?
You just blabber. You just start talking.
But I was the same way. I mean, I've never done drugs, but I didn't feel anything. I woke up and I was like, all right, let's go home. I ate. Everything was normal. I feel like it's like hit or miss. You know?
I think it's because what they put you under.
Get off TikTok.
What they put you under, I think like some people just don't get a lot and some people get a lot.
Yeah. Right?
So when they wake up, it just hits them all at once.
True. Like when David got his out, he was talking and like he'd make like a joke like he was feeling super fucked up and saying like, oh my God, he's opening up. He's saying something crazy. But then he's like, I'm just kidding. I hate you.
Are you taking all four teeth out?
All four teeth.
Oof. Hopefully they're like in good position. Sometimes like a tooth could be like upside down.
That's what I'm worried about because I don't feel the other three. So like I'm afraid that it's going to be like David where like they had to dig in for that shit. I don't want that.
You only have one that's showing, right?
One is like, oh, it's ready to come out.
Oh, fuck. That's bad.
I'm honestly excited to film it. That's what I'm most excited about.
I really want to see you afterwards.
Yeah.
It's really weird that we even have wisdom teeth, I think.
Yeah, where do they come? Like, what are they?
I feel like it's something that evolution just hasn't gotten rid of yet.
Yeah, I think like the point of them were like, to like chew like plant tissue or something back when we were just like biting into just trees and stuff.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, I remember those days.
That's like what, but it's like a useless molar now, but it's weird that like we just have to get them removed. Like, what did you do back in the day when, I don't know, they didn't have like wisdom teeth removal? They just like, were you in pain? Did it crowd up your mouth?
Oh
like,
my, it's crazy to think about back then, all the problems that you could fix now, but you never fixed back then. Or when you have a cavity, you're fucked.
Yeah, or you remove the tooth. It's like the movie Castaway. Remember, he just like has to knock it out. You had to just drink a lot of whiskey and just.
They had no teeth. Just no teeth.
Well, they had wooden teeth.
That was George Washington.
That was one person.
That was a high class. They got like the
and that probably that probably is a lie.
That he had wooden teeth. Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Like, how do you fucking put it in there?
Who votes for a guy who has wooden teeth? Like, let's vote for the guy who has wooden teeth.
No, I'm saying like wooden teeth was like a high. It was like a high end thing to have in your mouth because it's either you had no teeth or you had like these fancy wooden teeth
because
you could afford it.
Did they like paint them white or like?
It's a white picket fence.
Just like Georgie coming out, he's like, I know, I just gotta repaint my teeth, make them look all burly.
He's got like a roller.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's funny.
I want to know what they did when they broke bones.
I think it was just spiritual healing.
Bring in the medicine man.
Clay from the ground, banana leaves. Yeah.
I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying.
But like, no, out in those third world countries, I feel like they do still use that shit and it does work.
Oh, true.
It has to, right?
I think so. We're talking about like bone healing? Like,
I don't know. Just like natural medicine, like, works. Sometimes it works a lot better than you know,
a eucalyptus leaf around the head, and like you're
put on my fucking
cured in a week.
I'm always nervous about like my appendix because it's crazy. Like we get our wisdom teeth taken out, like preventative for our teeth, but like your appendix can burst at any time, and that's like a useless appendage.
You're
like,
so scared of that. You talk about
it
all the time
because you hear it happens to people, but I don't want to be like backpacking in Thailand and my appendix burst, and I'm like, I should have got it removed.
But you could die, right? Because it's poisonous.
Yeah, toxins can like get released in your body if you don't catch it quick enough.
That's nuts.
That's awful. God.
Wait, is there like an age that like an average age that happens?
Ooh,
25.
Yeah, it can happen like now.
Well, I'm 26, thank God. I'm good.
We made the cutoff.
I know. Well, yeah, anytime it's ever happens to people, I'm always like, what did you feel? Where was the pain? Like, what, like, I don't know.
But I'm scared.
It only takes like 15 minutes to get them removed, so I don't get why we just don't all get our appendixes removed.
Yeah, that's another thing that doesn't have a point, right?
Yeah. Well, it used to, I guess. But
do you guys ever get scared of like going to sleep and not waking up, like you die in your sleep? Because I feel like it happens so much, we just don't hear about it.
I feel like that happens to whole people.
There's, if I die before I wake, pray my Lord, pray the Lord my soul to take. Why do you say that? That's a really like dark prayer. Like, you know,
hold on. Where's that from?
It's like a
now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. See me safely through the night and wake me with the morning light.
Oh, that's not the version I knew.
Whoa, what? What was that one?
That sounds like some shit from Hocus Pocus.
Pennsylvania Quaker shit. Like, what? I always thought it was, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake,
I pray the Lord my soul to
take. Oh, I heard
of
that one, too.
See, that's how we did it in the South. It was dark and real. But I remember being a kid being like, if I die before I wake, what does that mean? But I'm going to say it. Like,
that doesn't really make sense.
I saw a meme the other day, and it was like me when I'm 5 years old. I pray the Lord my soda keep.
My soda keep.
To keep
what?
My soda.
It's a mom joke, Heath. Come on. Those Facebook mom jokes. I love when you screenshot shit from your Facebook page. Matt, for some reason, his Facebook page, these are people like he knows. And he sees the funniest shit that like moms from his like hometown will post.
Too.
Oh,
I
my gosh. I find gold. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Can you please talk about
thinking?
It? Please talk about it. The fire, right?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I feel like I've heard this one.
This is bad, but it's hilarious.
In all respect to my friend's mom who this happened to, because, you know, I feel bad. But you know what? I'll share it.
Oh, shit. I remember. Sorry. Okay, go.
We gotta talk about it.
Yeah, so one of my mom's friends, a good family friend of ours, she was going on like a girls' weekend trip and had this Airbnb cabin. This beautiful house out in the woods. I'm talking like a really revamped modern cabin. And it was a big girls' trip, and they're posting on Facebook all these pictures like of them, like the weekend's just starting, and they're all like opening up presents and like cheersing and having wine by the fire. And then, like,
Mariah, this is like a beautiful fucking cabin. This is a huge cabin.
It's an expensive ass retreat.
Expensive ass retreat.
And all of just these moms drinking wine, just having a good time out in the woods. And like 6 hours later, at like, or then 4 in the morning, they post, well, this was unexpected. And the house is on fire. The whole Airbnb went up in flames.
They took a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were all out by then. So, like, nobody died. You know, nobody, like...
No, nobody died. Hopefully, they saved as many of their possessions as they could. But you know what, like,
you
what
know Charlene
wrong.
Got wine wasted.
Yes.
Smoking a cigarette, fell asleep, fucking woof.
Oh, up in flames. And nobody was, like, taking the blame or holding accountable. Everyone was like, I don't know. I think it was, like, a wire or something went wrong. But, like... I was following all the statuses and drama like the whole way.
That's so sad.
Zane, like, I had all these screenshots and it just told the whole story.
That's
like,
really funny.
You just see them having fun.
It was a whole album of all of them in this cabin, like group pictures, like retreat pictures. And then the next status was cabin was on fire. Like it was like from a movie.
Oh, and
it was
filming it. Like, and like, but what's just so weird is like, if that happened, the last thing I would do was like, I got to post all of this on Facebook that I burnt a house.
I wouldn't put it. I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, it's funny, like parents, you know, they were like adults and then they act more like teenagers online than like we do. Like they just share
everything.
They're
snarky. Oh, they're shady as hell to each other on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Dude,
could you pull up those pictures? If you?
Oh,
yes, I definitely can.
Oh, it's
but we
good.
Gotta, we could probably
we'll
blur out
the,
some names and stuff.
We'll blur it out.
That's really
sense of privacy.
Wild.
You got it.
Sense of privacy. But I'm going to probably get a text from my mom being like, oh, I heard you talked about so-and-so's incident on the podcast.
Oh, come
that's
on. It's so
wild.
Interesting though. Like people need to hear stories like that, because like obviously that didn't go viral. Like the only people that saw it were her friend, like yeah. you know, him and whoever this lady knows.
That is Facebook.
But this shit is
for
hilarious.
You.
Yeah, it's a fucking so comedy.
Funny. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
And obviously the fire didn't spread like to other houses yeah. and shit. It was just that house, and you know.
Wow.
Didn't you hear like wasn't there something that the owner like posted or something or no?
Oh, I yeah. Like, I then went to, like the company that owned, like, all the cabins and the houses or whatever, like, who owned the properties. And uh-huh. they were like, it's been a tragic loss for one of our properties
oh,
and
no.
everything. Dude,
yeah,
you could that tell that like... that cabin was someone's pride and joy.
Damn. And did they ever find out what started the fire?
No.
Ryan
that's a good question.
Started the fire.
No. Like, it's a bunch of people in a cabin. You know it was a cigarette. Like yeah. what else? Or a candle.
But there were, like, pictures of them, like, opening up a whole bunch of presents by the fire. Like, in all that wrapping paper and stuff, and yeah. I wondered maybe if that happened, but I don't know. I wish I had all the information.
Speaking of fires, people need to be careful with fucking candles, dude. Yeah. David, 2 days ago, we were in his room, and there was like a black mark on David's wall, and we're like, David, what happened there? He's like, I left the candle on. And he left it on the side of the wall.
Oh,
and we're like,
gosh.
David, dude. He's like, I know. I'm like, David, why is the candle on the side? It was right on the wall. It was like uh-huh. on the side of the wall. We're like, dude, he's like, dude, I know. I'm like, dude, you just gotta be careful, man.
Yeah, I know. You were like wanting to get like a candle for your room, but I was like,
no,
Zane, you
no,
are not
I
getting
I do not trust
no,
myself.
No, 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 room.
Zane with
fuck
a candle.
That.
Jesus.
Oh no.
Hey. I mean, at least I'll admit it. Like, no candles in my room.
Yeah.
That is a no go for me. I'll burn that house down.
Yeah.
I would always leave the straightener on. Like in high school, I'd leave the straightener on all the time,
oh,
and like
no.
leaving that shit on caused fires too.
Yeah, I feel like that could cause a fire.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's just heat.
Your mom is a firefighter. You know better.
I know. But she would leave on the straightener too. We shared straighteners. Me and my.
Aww.
Your mom
now, is that
your
not
straightener?
The sweetest thing
I would,
ever.
I would steal oh her God. Straightener because she didn't really know I straightened my hair, so I would steal it and oh I bring it to my and straighten my hair really
she
quick
didn't
before
know?
School. I think at some point she knew because like why is my hair straight? And it's
like yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do not.
But no, yeah, I don't know why I did it. It looked so bad. It looked really ugly. We'll put a picture right here. Look at that. It's gross. I wish I could show you.
I mean, it was the thing. Like yeah. straight. Everybody
literally
their
everybody
hair.
Had that haircut though.
Like, no, not my haircut. No, mine was like a helmet.
Yeah.
it was really bad. But speaking of hair, though, I have an update on my hair transplant.
Oh yeah, yeah. How's
yeah.
it going?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
So continuing from the last podcast, I told you guys that I went to a hair restoration consultant
yeah.
to see if I could kind of fix my hair because my hair is like really bad, as you can see for people watching.
Yeet.
Oh my, is that been done before? Like that word with that situation?
I don't think so, but I'm just thinking about that.
Like someone's oh, wig flying off. Oh, that's funny. Good one, Heath. that was funny. So today I saw who their clientele was, and I saw that one of their clients was somebody I know, Manny. You know Manny MUA?
Manny Moa?
Yeah, the YouTuber. So I gave him a ring. I hit him up. I was like, hey, dude, like, I know you went to this guy who I'm seeing right now.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
trying to figure out if I should go to this doctor or not. And immediately goes, dude, worth every penny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, it was bad.
No,
dude.
Yeah. If I could do it again, I would. Like, it was really? The best decision I've ever made in my life. It's been 2 years now since I got it done.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's changed my life forever. I have so much confidence now. I never have to wear a hat. It's, like, the best feeling in the world. And
damn.
That made me so excited because I want to feel that again. I want to be able to not wear my fucking hat ever again because, like, I'm 26 years old. Like,
I know.
Like, I'm gonna have kids. Like, you don't want to be wearing a hat all the time, like going to the kids' soccer games and going to the
I
recitals
know.
And all that. You don't want to be wearing a hat.
I hate having to wear a hat, too. Look at Zane thinking about recitals. That was the cutest thing I think you've ever said in
recitals.
Your life.
Recitals.
You got to think about, like, moments like that because, like, every time in movies, like, parents never made it to their kids' recitals. And like that, I always learned from scenes like that where
yeah.
like, I will never miss my kids' recital. I'll never miss my kids' soccer
game. Oh, Zane thinks he's going to have kids.
And they're going to be good dancers.
I like thinking of Zane actually enjoying a recital. He's going to get there and be like, oh my God, these kids have no talent.
No, that's the thing. No, it was really funny that Matt mentioned that. Like, we're going to be so, I feel like we're going to be so hard on our kids because of what we do. And like, we try to
get out there.
Yeah, come on. Get out there. Are you making content today? Go out there. Come on.
Come on, kids. Make a TikTok. Go ahead.
You
go
can't
make
be
TikTok.
Shy. You cannot be shy.
How can we give that advice? advice from our own like life and our own success onto our kids, because it's just, it's not
exactly. I don't know. And you can't like, you can't force something like that either. Like you never force your kids to do something. So it's going to be this like weird.
I feel like it's people with anything like the like professional athletes that. Obviously, like, you think their kids are going to be a football superstar,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easier. I'm not saying one's hard, but I feel like it's easier if you're an athlete to get your kids to, like, go play. Because that's, like, kids all, like, all kids play, but, like, to get a camera film.
Well, it's kind of like if your dad is Brett Favre, you're going to be like, holy shit, I want to be a quarterback like him. But I'm sure our kids aren't like, wow, I want to be a podcaster. And it's not really something.
You'd be like, I want to see that edit before you post it. Okay, like, all right.
That's funny.
Oh my. But if as our kids are growing, if they do see that we always pull out the camera and like set it up and we talk to the camera, it might like make them want to do it.
This is like shallow, but my kids better be talented. I'm telling you.
She's going to be a stage mom. Just like, you got an audition today.
Oh, Mariah's going to be such a stage mom.
Oh my gosh.
Just out there at the dance rehearsal, just.
but you know what, Heath too, man. After those dance moves the other day, you're gonna be.
You saw my TikToks, man.
Oh,
okay,
baby.
I said,
killing it. It looked really good. You could be a little faster, but like you hit those moves pretty good.
We were upstairs in my room and we were like, "Let's make a TikTok." And then we like came up with the choreography for it, and we were like, "Okay, this is kind of fun."
Are you hard on like Heath behind the scenes? Are you like?
It's pop, snap, step, step, clap. Let's go.
The thing is, like, when I give him a correction, he applies it. So I'm like, "Wow, you're really good."
I'm just a really good learner, and I listen.
Yeah, he's good.
I know it's your guys' thing. You're a couple. You do it all the time. But I do want to do a routine with you one time. I want to see if I'm able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because I've always wanted to do, like, a routine dance. But, you know, I don't have friends that dance. Like,
I don't. Yeah, I don't think I have that good of a sense of rhythm or memory.
That's the thing, you have rhythm. But, so it'll work.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is that, like, it's memorizing is what I have a hard time.
You did really good on the Crump video.
Oh, my gosh.
I did. You know what? I didn't think I was that good until I saw the video. I was like, oh,
Zane
shit,
killed it at crumping. I was really impressed.
And when he said I was the best, oh, my God, that made me feel so good.
I should take Zane to one of my classes. He would be good.
Take him to heels.
Like a beginner, intermediate, he'd be fine.
Fuck you, man.
No, I'm just like, you see those videos of like big like dance battles going on in the studio, and it's just like the entire like class, and everyone's like, hey, but you're there like just killing
Mariah, you know those Tremaine videos? Can I please do one, but like it's just me?
Oh my God. Oh, we gotta get that to
but
happen.
Everybody's like around just like,
Zane doing a solo at Playground with like the gimbal filming.
Oh my God.
Yeah, guys, I'm a crazy drunk dancer. Like, I just have these moves. It's not good, but it looks good because I hit the beats. Yeah, I hit the beats.
Yeah, you have really good, it's called musicality. You have really good musicality, and you do have good rhythm. It's just knowing what you're going to do next.
It's just no technique.
You know who doesn't have good musicality? Todd.
Oh my God,
friend
Todd
is the worst. He always hits the notes.
And then he looks around like.
Yeah. Hey, he's trying. He's taking classes.
Hey, you know, exactly. As long as he's trying, you know?
He's taking classes?
Well, he's
taking dancing classes?
Well, I mean, he's always enriching himself. He's like taking acting classes. He'll take piano classes, guitar classes.
Yeah. You got to give it to
him. Yeah.
So, how's your couple days been since we've last podcast?
Like 2 days ago? Yeah. Honestly, we haven't done much. We kind of just hang out here. Well, this is going to sound really old of me, but just cleaned around the house and. Went grocery shopping, huh?
All right.
You know, we're pretty crazy young kids in love. And what about you?
2 days ago, Matt and I went to one of our friend Stas's party. It was a LASIK eye surgery party. She just got LASIK, so she threw a party after getting that surgery.
Oh, my God,
it was quite the party.
She
like they
threw
had
a party for getting new eyes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think it's a joke. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know if it's a joke or it's like.
It's a reason to celebrate.
I feel like they think it's funny. They're like, why not? They have the money.
They made a whole flyer for it and everything. It was like an eye.
Oh,
and like.
Even at the party, they had gigantic eyeball balloons. I don't know where you sell eyeball balloons, but they sure had them in a huge quantity.
She was even wearing an eyeball dress. Like, it was a custom made,
oh
too. Like, so it was like all
what
prepared.
Imagine having that much money that you could get LASIK eye surgery and then throw a party for it.
That is so on brand.
When you make too much money, you gotta just spend it somehow.
What's the healing time on like LASIK, like after you get it done?
Apparently nothing.
She partied that night, I think, when she got the LASIK.
Oh my god.
I imagine you have to like wear sunglasses for a week or like an eye patch.
She's wearing these eyes like a visor.
She's in the club
like
she's blind by the next morning. Like, doctor, I can't see. Well, you shouldn't have gone out and thrown a
party. All the lights are on in the nightclub for her, just for her, because just so she can see.
That's really funny.
You wear contacts, right?
I do, yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting LASIK?
I really want to, but my eye doctor told me that I have to wait until I'm older.
Why?
I think I'm at the age or almost at the age. I think it was like 26 or 27. He said you have to wait because your eyes aren't fully developed yet. You want to wait until your eyes...
I feel like I've seen like young, like 18, 17-year-olds
I think everybody's different.
People do it.
You're just not supposed to?
Yeah, because your eyes aren't like at a set point. Like mine keep changing. Every time I go to the doctor, my prescription is changing.
Because
you're getting surgery for like
yeah.
that, how your eyes look.
So
got it.
He said once it like hits its like plateau, I guess, then you can get the surgery. But what's crazy is every time I go, my vision's getting better. It sounds crazy and I sound like a superhero. I know. But my vision's getting better.
You must be eating a lot of carrots.
No, I don't. I've never heard of that.
I mean, it must be like just the way you're eating and like you quit drinking, quit smoking. It's probably like making you just everything
yeah,
better.
I'm shedding my like outer layer.
You're probably just like snapping back. Like everything is just coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I want to get LASIK, but I'm always nervous that like an earthquake's going to happen like while they're doing it.
Like are they, you like kidding?
They. How do you have these thoughts?
This stuff, Matt. You always have these fucking.
I don't
wild
know.
Thoughts.
It's just like I just that one second where it's like, oh, today's the day I'm getting LASIK, and no, an earthquake happens. Like while my eye is being stretched and pried open.
It reminds me of that scene in Final Destination. I forgot which one.
This one.
Did you hear a doorbell ring?
I know I didn't turn off the sound on my computer.
Oh my, I thought it was a doorbell ring.
I know, me too.
Ring. Like the scene in Final Destination, that like scene freaked me out.
Yeah.
There's a LASIK eye surgery scene?
So like, yeah, you know the movie Final Destination? Like it's a group of people that like avoid a huge like tragic event and like they're supposed to die
and
in it, but
death comes
end up,
and haunts them.
Exactly. Yeah. And they get each person one by one and they usually, the order is like when they were supposed to die in that tragic event. So, and one of the people, they go to get LASIK eye surgery and they're under it's happening, like she's getting the surgery and all of a sudden it gets hotter, like the electric cords like fuck up and it starts getting really hot
and she's like and it's getting hot yeah. It's getting really hot and nobody's there.
Oh,
it's
no
really-
and it starts like like piercing her eyes and just burning it. Ooh. And she like she pushes it out of the way and just like she's blind and just falls out the window and just dies. But
well,
it was like so tragic.
Final Destination.
I love those type of movies. I love them.
They're so
love.
Cheesy, but they're amazing.
They're
like you
so
can't
good.
Stop
yeah.
watching it.
Yeah, like and if it's on, I'll rewatch it all the time because
yeah.
it's just like fun to watch.
Oh yeah, I saw that at a sleepover one time and then I got really like scared about flights and stuff. But I didn't want to tell my mom
I'd
seen the movie and she's like, "Why are you so scared about this? Did you yeah. see something you shouldn't have seen?"
After the roller coaster one, I got really freaked out, like because I loved roller coasters, and after that I didn't want to ride any rides like
really?
For a little bit. Yeah, because that just
fucked you
me
up,
out.
Huh?
Yeah. Pretty scary. Oh my god, I love that we're going on a scary route for these podcasts. This
Have you know it
huh?
is spooky season, baby. We got it.
spooky skeletons.
Oh, a lot of people sent in costume submission ideas for you guys.
Ooh, let's hear
for
it.
Us
Do you
to wear?
Hear? Yeah, yeah, you want to hear cool. them? Some of them I thought were pretty funny. I don't know if you're gonna go with any of them, but someone sent in a really funny clip of someone dressed as like the chocolate.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Hilarious.
Oh yeah, you saw it.
Like, so
perfect.
Good.
Yeah.
You can't even see her, but like the way they set that up is like
yeah.
so good. Fuck.
That's a good one.
I want
to
do that.
Gosh. I mean, it's been done before, but to that
yeah,
caliber.
No, that was the best.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. And then this one was like, I think it was kind of like for both of you, or like one of you should be just like Post Malone, which I thought was like, and then the other one's like
really
Billie
funny.
Eilish.
That would be funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's really
Billie
good.
Eilish. I'm Billie Eilish.
This is a group one. Okay, Mariah is Hugh Hefner, and then we are all the bunnies for Playboy.
That's kind of funny.
Whoa, that'd be cute.
These are really good ideas.
Okay, we'll have to be like in costume for one of these episodes this month. Like, we
oh,
have-
that'd
yeah.
be
fire. I'd have mine.
Oh, you
Whoa,
do?
All right.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, the wacky. Oh, yeah.
What is that
wacky
called?
Wacky inflatable tube man.
Wacky waving inflatable arm what flailing called. Tube man.
Have you seen them in person?
Yeah. Oh, no, of course I've seen them in person. I just didn't know what they were called.
Oh, wacky inflatable tube man.
Or
got
wacky.
Got it.
Noted.
But in Family Guy, it's wacky waving inflatable arm flailing.
Wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Wacky wavy. Is it wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man? Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Get yours today. All right. Well, and then someone said Zane should go as a sexy grape.
A sexy grape?
A grape.
I think I am already a sexy grape.
Yeah.
I'm aww. Halfway there already.
I can see you in a little fresh outfit like that.
No, I do too. I just think sexy grape is very original. You know what are sexy grapes? The cotton candy flavored.
Oh, yeah. Grapes.
Those are
good.
Sexy grapes.
Oh, my God. Y'all getting me hungry.
I'm hungry right now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, those are the ones people sent in.
Nice.
Oh, some people sent in some advice questions on the email.
Ooh, cool. Let's do it.
Ooh, you guys want to hear it? Okay.
Yeah.
This one is from Emily. She's 18 years old.
What's up, Emily?
Hey, Emily.
Shout out to Emily. Okay, so Emily says this. So recently, my boyfriend and I seem to get into a lot of stupid fights. We fight like every other day because I address something that bothers me and he just shuts down and tells me I'm making things up and won't take my opinion seriously. Then a huge discussion starts and we fight over things that happened 10 months ago and aren't important at all anymore. All of this makes both of us really angry and frustrated, but we still keep up the fighting. And for me, it doesn't look like we're coming to any conclusion or solution for our problems. I don't feel like I'm in a healthy relationship anymore. Do you guys think of any advice for me in this kind of situation?
I've actually been in that situation before, and obviously it's not easy. In relationships, you kind of get to a point where you find arguments and fights that really shouldn't bother you, but you have so much resentment built up for that person. Yeah. And you're just like, you're unhappy in your relationship. You're at this point where you just want something to yell about and to fight about, really.
And Emily, it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders, mm-hmm. because I feel like she recognizes it. She knows. And like, I feel like your boyfriend, he needs to understand that, like, he can't bring up past shit, like, back into, like, the present.
Especially in relationship, let the past be the past. If you want to move forward and have trust, you need to always keep taking that step forward.
Yeah, and you're doing the right thing about opening up whatever you're bothered by, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, you should be talking about every time. Whenever you feel bothered by something, you have to bring it up, because if you don't bring it up, that's how, like, resentment starts.
Uh-huh. And then it'll keep happening until you have, a blow up. And
exactly.
It's like, whoa, where did this come from? I didn't even know that was a problem.
Yeah.
But communication is the biggest thing. Just make sure you're open with how you feel in a relationship.
And if he doesn't want to participate in whenever you guys want to talk about what you're bothered by, if he's shutting you down, that sucks. That's not good. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
Because nobody's right and nobody's wrong. It's all about kind of trying to reach a compromise.
Exactly.
And if you keep that in mind and you both are hearing each other out and just seek to make compromise.
And if something is bothering the other person, just be aware of it and try to be reasonable. And if something does bother the other person, you have to realize you have to make compromises in relationships. Like with Mariah and I, we get annoyed with things And as long as you're vocal with your partner and let them know how you're feeling, it's so easy to address an issue and move forward and build a stronger connection with that person.
And every time you do that, it gets better. It gets easier.
You guys are a team.
Yeah, it really is a team.
Definitely talk to him.
Yeah.
Just try to figure it out.
And but we believe not, in you, Emily. You got this.
Yeah. They're both listening. Imagine.
Right?
No, he goes, oh, I heard you send a question into Zayden's podcast.
This starts another fight.
Well, then we should tell that guy, like, yo, hey, your girl's wanting to compromise. So,
yeah, tell him, Matt. Tell him.
You got
tell
it,
him.
Man. Treat Emily right. And
she's a good
wish
girl.
You guys the best. All right. Now to the next question. You want to hear this one? This one's from Stanley. He says, hey, guys, I'm loving the podcast so far.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, what is the best way to make friends in college? I'm currently a second year and I'm finding myself laying in my dorm room and spending most days being depressed. This is causing me to lose focus in school and make me have bad grades. I see people I know and I say hi, but I can't find anyone to hang out with. I get so afraid to stay alone that I drive back to my parents' house every weekend. They are seeing this trend and starting to get concerned about my grades, and then I have no friends. I don't want to disappoint them, but at the same time, I don't know what to do. I found it easy to have friends in high school that I will still talk to. I love cards just like Heath, and I don't like to party, which is something that seems like everyone likes to do in college.
First of all, don't ever feel like what you're doing would ever disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
Don't feel like that and put that onto yourself. Obviously, college is a hard time, and you know it is easy to fall into a sort of antisocial trap. I mean, I don't really like going out and doing that much. But find your passions. If you do like cars, that's awesome. I mean, I love cars myself. Find groups of people who do enjoy the same thing as you.
Yeah,
go to car meets, go to car shows. You'll find somebody that has the same exact passion as you or interests. And that's how you build strong friendships with people who are, you know, very like-minded.
And colleges also, they have like extracurricular activities outside of school where like I feel like a lot of people just do it just to like meet new people, because a lot of people go to colleges by themselves.
Definitely. You really find your people in college. It's different than high school because you're friends with people you're familiar with that you've known for a long time. In college, it's tough, and you're not alone, Stanley. I've been there before. When I went to college, I was like, oh, I don't really know anyone here. But you have to put yourself out there, and it is hard, but just take the leap, take the jump.
Yeah, college is a hard spot, first of all. But one thing I didn't realize, going from high school, I did have quite a bit of friends in high school.
Yeah.
Going to college, you don't really think about losing all those friends. You're like, oh my God, now I only have like three people that I hang out with. I don't have any friends anymore.
Yeah.
But college is just, it's a totally different ballgame. And you just kind of have to understand that. And, you know, you'll find people that you'll be closer with. And it's not about the quantity of friends. It's about the quality.
Yeah.
And
I agree with that. I didn't go to college, but in high school, like all the cool kids, it seemed like everybody was going out and partying and drinking and doing drugs. And I wasn't into that. So I was like, no one's going to invite me outside of school, like all this stuff. But I did have literally probably three really, really close, good friends. And now I it sounded like I was a loser back then, but now I realize like it was so much better to have three really, really good friends than like 100 people who to go out and be cool. And then as you grow up, you're kind of like, that's not even important. Like having that many friends is not, and going out and drinking and partying, it's not important at all.
Like it's crazy. Like back in high school when I was sitting in the cafeteria, it's like me and two other friends who I see every day. I would it was just the three of us. I'd always look at other tables and it's just large groups and they look like they're having the best time of their life. You know, they all look like best friends, being loud, being obnoxious. And like, I always sat there. I'm like, dang, like this is my life. This is like, I'm the loser. Like I'm sitting here with like two other people that also feel like losers. And now looking back, I'm like, that was so important. Like, it's so good to have just those two close friends.
Yep.
Because now, like, those two people are still in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, those people that I saw on the other side of the cafeteria, none of them are friends anymore.
Yeah.
None of them talk. Yeah. It's like this popularity contest in high school where like they all have to party and drink and get fucked up. And like, that's not how you find friends.
Yeah.
You'll learn that really quick, Stanley.
Don't feel left out or anything like that. Like we said, just college is hard and you're going to be put to the test quite a bit. But just know that even if it is hard out there, you got us. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Just know that there's people out there that do care about you, and don't feel like a disappointment. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have a job. I feel like having a job sometimes helps too. Like if you work at a restaurant or you work at a anywhere. Like there's always, there's a bunch of people coming in and out there, and like your coworkers, that's like a good way to start making friends too.
Just put yourself out there. That's how we all kind of found each other, because we put ourselves out there on the internet and it just came. We would have never been friends if we didn't put ourselves
you got
out.
It,
and
Stanley.
It's scary doing that, but just embrace it and you'll thank yourself in the long run.
Thanks for that, Stanley. Thanks for
and thank you to everybody sending in advice. It really means a lot, and we read everything, and it's so touching. And definitely, if you guys have any other advice, please feel free to email it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, we turned into an advice podcast, like,
right?
From start to finish.
Yeah,
I could get used to this though. This is
but I feel like we do have a lot to say, because we've been in quite a few different situations throughout our life, and I feel like we're kind of at the age where we've seen a good amount of
we've done a lot of life.
Yeah.
Experienced a lot.
Mariah and I were talking about this the other day, like looking back at high school where something seemed like the end of the world.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It literally,
I know.
Looking back, like, I cannot believe I used to get so worked up about certain things.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, just know that everything passes.
Yeah.
Everything passes.
And be easy on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. If you're like, I wasted that party. I should have said something. Like, who cares? There's going to be another party. There's going to be another thing.
And don't be somebody you're not. Because at the moment, it's going to feel like, yes, I'm in. Like, I'm super cool. But then years later, you're going to have to try to find who you really are. And it's super frustrating. Mm-hmm. And you're like, and you can't figure it out. Just be, oh my God, it's so corny. Be yourself.
Yeah. Be yourself and love yourself.
Like our entire friend group, we all faked our way to this group, and now we have to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Hysterical strength.
That's an interesting topic. Some people sent in just to interesting topics that they would love to hear us talk about. Do you know what hysterical strength is?
No.
Hysterical strength is like this crazy weird phenomenon that happens like with humans who demonstrate incredible acts of like physical strength during crazy moments, like a mother lifting a car up because of a pinned child, or just things that make no sense because of their like physical capabilities.
Do you have any like stories?
There's like multiple. I had a whole list of some that were like on Wikipedia. And
I have hysterical strength when I drink.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's
shit, true.
Yeah, that's true.
For one, in 2006 in Quebec, a woman named Lydia saved several children by fighting a polar bear until a local hunter shot it.
What?
Yeah, I know. And then a lot of these seem to be a kid named Nick in 2009 in Kansas. He was only 185 pounds, lifted a Mercury sedan to help a six-year-old pinned beneath.
What?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's like, that's God. That's on God.
That's that mindset I need to put on myself when I go to the gym. I'm lifting a Mercury, bitch.
Imagine, like, I mean, God forbid, like, I hate even coming up with this situation, but like Mariah's under a car, you're gonna be the strongest man you've ever been lifting that car up. You know,
it's crazy, like, that's in us then.
Yeah.
So why can't we do it all the time? It's a mental thing. Yeah. It's mental. Strength
it's
is mental.
I think looking at a car right now, you're like, I can't lift that.
Yeah.
You already have in your mind that, oh, I can't lift this up.
Right.
But when something's under it that you need to get out, like if you were stuck under a car, I'm going to be like, I'm looking at the car like, I'm going to get this fucking car off you because I need to save you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it becomes real.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Like, we're talking about all of us now. Like,
That'd be really funny. Like, she gets stuck one day and I get it off of her. But like, Zane gets one stuck on him, but I can't get it off somehow.
Please, Keith, use the hysterical strength, please.
Or you just look at it, you're just like, baby, I can't pick this car up.
Man, I can't do it.
Did you ever see the video of the mom? She's like at the front desk of something and her baby's behind her. And there's like a railing, but there's no glass on the railing, so you can just like stick your arm through. And the baby thought there was glass, so he put his arms on it, but fell through. It was like a huge like story. She turned around, slid on the ground, and grabbed his leg and caught him from falling.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Like, motherly instincts are crazy.
It's crazy how many cameras catch shit like moments like that. But like, imagine how many times cameras don't catch moments like that.
I've thought about that before.
Like, how
there's
got to
be some crazy shit.
Have you heard about like autobiographical memory? Like people who can remember every single like day of their lives and like what day it was.
Yeah, the video you showed me, that's insane. Like, they know. Like, you give them a day, like August 19th, 2001.
They're like, that was a Saturday. It was raining that day. We went over to so-and-so's house. The Bears were playing on the TV.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. And like a few people like in the United States have it, like about 8 people. And what's crazy is, and I'm pretty sure, hopefully I'm right, that they've done like a lot of brain scans on these people, and there's nothing abnormally large about their brains and where this capability comes from.
Weird.
So they say like maybe we in humans do have that capability. We just choose not to remember every day because we don't need it for like survival instincts. But for them, they just know how to compartmentalize it.
Like, I thought it was a scam. I thought like these people were scamming, and then the interviewer was like asking them like crazy questions that nobody would be able to answer.
Interesting.
And they'd be able to answer.
Yeah. It's crazy. And they even like tossed in trick questions on one of the guys. Yeah. They were like, who did the Green Bay Packers play on this like certain date, 1974? And he's like thinking really hard. He goes, wait, that's a trick question. They didn't play that day. They had to cancel the game. Like,
really?
Come on, dude.
It's crazy, those types of people.
Give it a rest.
That's crazy.
Throw me a bone.
Yeah. I know. I dive so deep into autobiographical memory when, like, I never heard of that.
That's really cool. Oh, I love learning new things.
But it's also tough. Like, imagine some of them were saying, like, being in a relationship is really hard because they remember every single thing that happened, every single argument, and where you guys
they
like,
could just pull some shit up.
Oh yeah.
Which comes back to our next point, leave the past in the past, like we said.
It's like how like someone's able to like memorize a deck of cards. Like you can kind of learn that, but like every card has to represent like a certain object. So like, like a king of hearts is a red car. So, you know, another card maybe is like a blue fish. So you picture a red car with a bunch of blue fishes on it, and then you add all the objects, and then you have a picture in your brain, and then you're able to go through the whole deck.
Like, that's how I got through school.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only way that I think.
Yeah.
You thought about blue cars with fish?
No,
I make up to memorize something in school, I make up a storyline. So this goes to this, and they all connect to each other, and then I just read the story in my head.
Yeah.
I would do that. But I'm not smart,
that's the thing. I'm like not smart. That's the only way I think. That's the difference.
When I would have a vocabulary test or like you'd have to like spell the word out and then like do the definition, I would take words from little letters or words from the word, and I'll put it connected to like the meaning of the word,
and it would be like a stretch, but you know,
no, it would be a huge stretch, but like, I know I would remember that stretch.
Yeah, exactly.
But like everybody, like so many people did that though. Like you did that in some way in like your other test, right? Yeah, it's crazy. All right, guys, I think it's time to wrap.
Baby, we had the juices going.
We did.
I feel like we got lost in that for a minute. Yeah. Like it was just.
This has been, I think, the smoothest podcast we've ever done.
I feel like just we were learning so much.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Doing that. If you guys have other interesting topics or things you want to hear, just our thoughts and opinions on, please do send it.
Because it does give us so much to talk about when you guys like send us emails, send us like what you want to hear. It puts us in a whole nother realm of
You get our opinions on shit that we shouldn't have opinions about.
Exactly. But guys, thanks again for tuning in to our podcast, Andy Heath Unfiltered. We post audio form every Monday on the podcast app, Spotify, iTunes, and video form on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Please make sure to subscribe to that. Once again, if you guys haven't left a review for our podcast yet, please do so. We'd really appreciate that. And we just want to say thank you again. If you guys are out there and getting your day started, hope you got a little amped up energy now. Go kick Monday's ass again. And
hope that advice really made you feel good about the day.
I feel great.
Treat everybody with respect. Treat everybody kindly, and you'll get the same back to you.
Lil Zane, how you feel?
Not so good.
I feel great.
Oh, that's it. I feel great. Oh, I feel great.
Yeah.
Now, why is everybody always like feel like they're sick when they do that the TikTok the video?
I don't know. The kids are weird.
Oh, weird. Okay. There's always the opposite. They always do the opposite on those dang kids apps.
On them TikToks. But all right, guys, we'll see you guys next week. And thank you again.
Yeah, we love you so much. Tune in next week.
All right. Bye, my little coffee beans.
Bye. Say bye, Mariah. Say bye, Matt.
Say bye.
Bye. Bye, Vine.
Bye, Vine. Fuck Vine.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.